KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Durban motorists navigating flooded roads in and around the city have been describing the experience as chaotic. Heavy rains have been pelting the KZN coast, leaving routes underwater. Some of the affected spots include Chris Hani Road between Mimosa and Nandi Drive, the N2 M19 Mgeni intersection, and the M4 Southern Freeway. Rashan Lilratan from Verulam says the M4 towards Lalusha is flooded and muddy.
Extremely flooded and extremely waterlogged, and you've got a lot of mud water. It's probably about just under half a meter deep.
This man from KwaMashu says he kept his speed limit to around 40 k's per hour as he made his way to work in Umhlanga.
I would normally drive at about 100 kilometers per hour, but I ended up having to drive at 40 kilometers per hour. So it was very bad. So there were floods in the roads. It was scary, very scary.
Justin Reeves from Hillcrest was travelling to Durban North.
You've got cars driving down the opposite side of the road. Yeah, I would say it's pretty chaotic.
Just a reminder, we're under a level 4 weather alert for disruptive rainfall today on the coast and adjacent interior. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson has again warned motorists to be extra cautious.
Anywhere where there's low road surface and you see water, please just be cautious and try not to cross any flooded rivers or over bridges that are currently underwater.
South of Durban, and Devin Govindsamy from PT Alarm says their teams have been on high alert. He says several routes, including Adams Road in Amanzimtoti, is flooded.
Motorists should be aware of the Galleria northbound. It's a waterlogged there. Also, the M4 southbound, just before Jacobs, there's water standing on the road also there.
It's urging motorists in Chatsworth also to be extra careful.
Water towards Bayview, running towards the Avonside Robo, very rapid. Also, traffic from Westcliff going towards Mobeni Heights eastbound is absolutely gridlocked.
On the international front, authorities in Gaza say at least 55 people, mostly women and children, have been killed in Israeli airstrikes. The Hamas-backed health ministry says at least 9 people died when a former police station in Jabalia was hit. Israel's military says it had struck a command center of Hamas after issuing fresh evacuation orders for the strip's northern areas. The army has warned of a larger offensive if hostages taken during Hamas's 2023 attack were not freed soon. Meanwhile, the Palestine Liberation Organization has voted to establish the position of vice president, potentially paving the way for a successor to Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who will turn 90 this year. Durban's going up to a high of 21 degrees, Richards Bay 23, Maritzburg 20. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Shark centre Andre Esterhazen says there's plenty to play for in the United Rugby Championship this weekend. Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates play their respective CAF Champions League semi-final second legs tonight. And Liverpool need just the point to lift the Premier League trophy this weekend.